This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung at the Majestic Theater in Dallas, Texas. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Soon we'll find out which of our contestants, Marcy or Stephanie, will be today's big winner. But first, it's time to welcome our special guest. She's a film and TV actor who plays Jane Fonda's daughter on the Netflix comedy series Grace and Frankie. Please welcome Brooklyn Decker. Welcome to Ask Me Another, Brooklyn.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, I said earlier, I made a joke that we always bring a little Brooklyn with us when we travel with this show.
You do. I know you do.
How did your parents pick that name, just so I know?
I was named after a horse.
Really?
That's the story.
The horse's name was Brooklyn?
The horse's name was Brooke. My mom's best friend had a horse named Brooke. She loved the name. And my dad is like the epitome of a dad joke guy.
Yeah.
He's like, what if we name her Brooklyn? And it stuck.
And so it's a very trendy name now.
It is.
Yeah.
I just got made fun of as a child.
Did people know the place and they thought it was...
Sort of. I grew up in North Carolina, so they're like, oh, that's kind of New York adjacent. And I ended up living in Brooklyn, which was a thing in itself.
So when you live in Brooklyn, your name is Brooklyn.
It was hard.
Did people just call you here?
It was hard. They did. And now I live in Texas. So
now, right. So you...
I found the solution. Yes.
Now, you star in the Netflix series Grace and Frankie with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. You play Jane Fonda's daughter, Mallory.
Yep.
Okay, so here you are acting, and you get a job with two people I've looked up to my entire life as comedy legends.
Same, yep.
Right, and so you walk in there. Are they the kind of people that, you know, they have to warm up to you, they might be checking you out a little bit, or how did it start?
Insta-hug.
Really?
Which is exactly what you want, right?
Totally.
You walk in, you're about to pee yourself because you're so nervous, and Jane Fonda opens her arms, and she's like, hi, you must be playing Mallory, and comes up and gives me a giant hug. And that kind of set the tone for the first season. And now, you know, we just wrapped our third season, and now we play family on television. We like to act like family in real life. But they are as wonderful as you hope they would be, which, as you know, isn't always the case.
Right.
And it's really scary when you work with someone you idolize, right? Because you're like, please, please live up to every expectation I have for you. And they both do. They do.
Okay, so Jane Fonda as your fictional mother.
Yeah.
Now, this woman has a presence, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And she's like a sexy older woman.
I can't stop staring at her ass. No, seriously, it's so beautiful and high. I don't understand how it works.
It's aerobics.
Beautiful. And I have done her aerobics tapes, which I've never told her.
Holy, wait a second, you have to tell her that.
I've never told her that, but I have done them with my mom. Like, you know, like the Cindy Crawford and the Jane Fonda exercise tapes.
Yeah.
You did those with your mom.
Absolutely. Does she exude any, like, advice and life tips here and there?
She does. You know what's so interesting about her? And I actually feel like Jane and Lily are opposites as actors in that Jane is so technically precise when it comes to the way you hold your face to camera, where a camera angle is, where a camera's sitting, where the light's hitting her. She's so knowledgeable about the technicalities that it takes to film a scene. Whereas Lily comes in and is just like this ball of energy and she's just living in her natural self, you know, and you just film it and it's perfect on camera. So they both bring these incredible strengths, but very opposing strengths to a scene. Like, I actually don't know that there's a difference between Lily and her character because she just shows up like that character, which maybe is her genius. That might be her genius. She might be a totally different person than I know. But yeah, she kind of shows up and she is Frankie.
It's
on
like
set.
Effortless.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're also starring in an indie comedy called Band-Aid. And,
oh, yes.
And one of the things that I found particularly interesting about this is that the entire production team is women.
All females.
All females.
All females. Yes.
Did that feel different than other projects that you've worked on?
One of my best friends is Zoe Lister-Jones, and she's an incredibly talented actress, and she was the director of this film.
Right.
She wrote it.
She wrote it.
It's her directorial debut, and she's unbelievable. So working with a close friend was really new for me. And then also showing up on set with just a completely female-run crew, first time that's ever happened for me. Let me tell you, the efficiency on that set was unparalleled. These women are like, I have families to get home to. I have to feed my child at 6 o'clock. I got to clean my house when I get home. Let's get this shit done, yeah. You know? It was unbelievable and so much fun. And I think women in film are, for some reason, because of the gender bias that exists in our industry, I think we're inherently a little bit more insecure at work, at least I am, because you feel not as equal, which is really unfortunate. And so to go onto a set where females are running the show, the confidence that everyone had and the humor that everyone brought to the set was unlike anything I've ever seen. It was very, very cool.
That's what I like very to cool. hear. That's what I like to hear. Now, Brooklyn, when we have our special guests on the show and we are trying to devise a game for them, we ask, you know, what kind of things are you into? What is your area of expertise? And you told us that you know a lot about boy bands. All right. Let's dive into that. Do you sure. know a lot about boy bands?
I mean, ish. Okay. I watched the O-Town reality show back in the day, and I did see Backstreet Boys and NSYNC in concert.
Okay.
I dressed as Baby Spice, and while that's a girl band, it still kind of goes in the same... Yeah. I know a little bit, of course.
Who was your heartthrob?
Well, Justin Timberlake, because he sort of, like, you know, made the transition into being Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
You know? JT was my boy.
So if you saw him on the front of Tiger Beat, that was your issue?
I mean, if we're getting very real, I practice making out on Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but
there
he's not
you
in the boy
go.
Band. So...
Fantastic. Yeah. Brooklyn, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Sure.
All
no,
right.
but yes.
Yes, Brooklyn Decker, everybody. All right, Brooklyn, we are going to play Two Truths and a Lie,
okay.
Boy Band Edition.
Okay.
We're going to give you three statements about a boy band, but one of them is a lie. Your job is to identify the lie.
Okay.
And if you get enough right, guess what? You're going to win and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. That's right.
That's very exciting.
That's right.
That's very exciting.
Okay, here we go.
The Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling declined an invitation to be one of the original Backstreet Boys. When the Backstreet Boys traveled, Kevin Richardson insisted on always taking a separate plane. Or Nick Carter appeared in the movie Edward Scissorhands.
Oh.
Three equally implausible.
Wow. I feel like Ryan Gosling was... Mickey Mouse Club, which was NSYNC-ish. So I'm going to say that's the lie.
No, that is actually true.
Oh, rats. Which one's a lie?
It is the one about Kevin Richardson taking a separate plane.
Oh.
That's not true.
Yeah.
He was happy to fly with the other Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
They're Backstreet Boys, after all.
Right, they are Backstreet. And he was a cutie, that one.
Yeah,
he was a cutie. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Ryan Gosling said no, but then he had a change of heart.
What?
And AJ... did not return his call.
Do you think he regrets that decision?
His career didn't go that well.
It didn't.
No.
I question that decision, Ryan Gosling. Wow.
98 Degrees.
Okay, yeah.
All right, which one's the lie? 98 Degrees sang with Stevie Wonder on the soundtrack to Disney's Mulan. 98 Degrees band member Justin Jeffrey ran for mayor of Cincinnati. Or all members of 98 Degrees have nut allergies.
Nut allergies is a lie.
That is a lie. That is a lie.
So I got one right.
Got one.
Next up is Boys to Men. For $189, you can buy a box of 24 roses with a card signed by
That's
all of the
fact.
Members of Boys to Men.
Because I was just on their website last week, and that is a fact.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I think I might have the same question.
They have their own brand of roses.
Okay. Did you buy them?
I did not, but that doesn't mean that I won't.
Okay.
I'm ashamed that I'm failing, but no. I'm also ashamed no. that I know what
you
I know.
You can't win either way. I know.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go. Boys to Men were founding investors in eHarmony. Or their nicknames for each other were Squirt, Bass, Slim, and Alex Vanderpool.
eHarmony is a lie.
eHarmony is a lie. You're correct.
Okay, let's wrap it up with the band Together.
Yes.
Spelt with the number two. Yeah, sure. That's... so cool.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, totally cool. The band's song, The Hardest Part of Breaking Up is Getting Back Your Stuff, charted on the Billboard 200. The members of Together met each other in middle school, or Together is a fictional boy band from an MTV show.
Number two is a lie.
Middle school, that is correct. The band is fictional. They did chart on the Billboard 200, even though they are fictional.
Do you remember their hit? Calculus?
I do not.
Does anyone remember their hit?
What was it?
You say my calculus, it says you plus me equals us. That was a hit. That was a hit.
Although I will point out, technically, that's not calculus.
All right, congratulations, Brooklyn. You have won an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. You did so well. Brooklyn Decker stars in the Netflix series Grace and Frankie. Give it up one more time. Brooklyn Decker, everybody.
Thank you.